to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And Bill Olson is still on the outdoor show trail off to San Antonio this weekend, Hunter's Extravaganza. But our producer, the Bob Vance, a.k.a. Audio Bob.
Hey, let's do it again.
Is sitting in and multitasking.
You know, yes.
Pushing all the dials and telling all the stories.
If I go silent for a little while, you know I'm trying. It's all for the show.
That's right. Absolutely. Anyhow, our guest today, Steve Reed. He's with Briley Manufacturing. We're going to be covering preseason firearms improvements, customization, and more from this great country. Well, it's a great country, this great company also. So a lot of information today. So let's get the first break rolling. And remember, you are listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
When Texas hurts, Texans help. And right now, our Hill Country neighbors are recovering from devastation caused by flash flooding over the July 4th holiday. This is Dennis Quaid. Today, we're asking for your help. Would you please contribute some of that money in your wallet or on your phone or even write a check to help Kerr County Flood Relief? Look up communityfoundation.net to contribute. That's communityfoundation.net, from one Texan to another. Thanks.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance, and it's time for the news. Yeah, we need that thing. Anyhow,
teletype.
I've got something here from our good friends at Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Yeah.
Record-breaking participation. I know this is going to excite you. The 29th Great Birding Classic.
Yes.
But people don't realize the Great Texas Birding Trail, how amazing it is. You know, from Sabine all the way down to the Rio Grande.
Yeah, okay.
The Great Texas Birding Classic. The biggest, longest, and they say wildest bird-watching tournament in the country. Celebrating, those bird watchers do
they get
carried
wild,
away.
Don't they? You'll scare off the birds.
Celebrating its 29th year and hosted a record number of 226 teams with 1,315 participants statewide. Birding Classic Tournament awarded $60,000 in conservation grants through team registrations and sponsorships, totaling more than $1.2 million over the last 29 years for the on-ground conservation work to acquire, restore, and enhance native Texas wildlife habitats. Participants saw a total of 425 bird species during the tournament, including 37 species of shorebirds, 21 species of hawks, 6 species of hummingbirds, 41 species of warblers, and 11 species of I-don't-know-what-vireos are. I need to look this up, V-I-R-E-O-S. Call the research department. Anyway, each year, the winning Burning Classic teams get to select which projects to fund. And as the tournament continues to grow, more funds are raised, which are then donated to habitat conservation projects in Texas. And I have been told that there are more indigenous and migratory birds in that curve of Texas, the birding trail of Texas, than anywhere in the world.
Hmm. Okay. It's a competition, though. What do they compete? Just, well, I saw a bird.
Saw the most different, the blah, blah, blah. I mean, I don't know. Okay. You're as bad as Bill. I didn't research that part.
I have, you know.
Well, call him up and ask
Let's call him up. Hey, I've got another thing from TPWD website that expanded digital licenses. These are digital licenses and tag options for recreational hunting, fishing are on sale now. So if you're tech savvy, kind of like Harold. Harold is incredibly tech savvy.
No, Harold ain't.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I do get my licenses now. They're available now. Starting the 15th, licenses are available. Mm-hmm. And I'll let you finish this part. I get mine online, but I get the paper one.
You get the paper one. Yeah. Okay. Well, if you don't decide to do the paper one, they're now offering, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department is offering fully digital options for all recreational hunting, fishing, and combo licenses and tag types. And they went on sale this past Friday. TPWD first introduced the digital options for resident super combo license types in 2022. Hunters and anglers not interested in the digital option can still purchase traditional paper licenses like Harold, both online and at the point of sale location. Digital licenses options are available through online purchase only. So remember this, that if you own a digital license, you won't be able to receive a printed license or tag, and you must keep your digital license available via your phone device or your iPad, whatever it is, out in the field. Digital license holders must tag harvest through the Texas Hunt and Fish mobile app. The mobile app is free, and once downloaded, it works without the internet connectivity, making it really easy for you to view regulations, even in the most remote locations. Other features include license lookup, location-based functionality, such as hunting seasons, regulations by location, where to fish, and a lot more. A limited supply of printed outdoor annual booklets will be available at select TPWD offices. Hunters and anglers are encouraged to call their local office or to check availability prior to visiting. Of course, if you need more information, visit the TPWD website.
Yeah, because there's still something about that digital, and I thought it would have been in that report. I saw the report. But there's something in there, too, though, about you've got to tag your animals. So you've got to do something extra. You can't tag it on the phone.
Yeah, that's the digital light, the Texas Hunt and Fish mobile app. So you have to download that as well.
And you've got to be able to print out you have to print something out to tag the animal. You can't digitally tag the animal. You have to print something out to tag the animal.
Well, you can't print something out in the field, right?
No, you've got it. There's somewhere else, and I can't remember where it was that I read it. There's someplace else you need to go to get that. You can't take it to the meat market unless it's tagged. You've got to have it tagged.
Okay.
So there's something in there. You got to check that out online. I mean, I'm not trying to trip you up on this one.
No,
you got to check it out online.
But it's very handy if you're.
But that is
way,
handy.
You know.
But I like to have the paper in my hand.
Yeah, you're analog.
Just in case. Yeah. Plus, if you get the full blown thing with the waterfowl stamp, you still got to get the waterfowl stamp. The feds want their money.
Yeah.
So you have to do that. Anyway, I think I got another thing. This is sad. Actually, Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center has temporarily closed to visitors while Texas Parks and Wildlife Department completes emergency repairs to a steel column that structurally supports the main visitor center building. Unrelated to the recent renovation of exhibits, displays, the aquarium, and the main visitor center, routine maintenance and repairs continue to be implemented at the facility. A roof replacement was recently completed to remedy leaks and moisture entering the main visitor center building. The moisture was found to have contributed to significant and critical corrosion of a steel structural support column, which was concealed behind an educational display. The condition of the steel column threatened the structural integrity of the visitor center building and represented a public safety hazard. So, out of an abundance of caution. They have temporarily closed this thing down while the steel column is being repaired. Progress updates on the repair and the planned reopening date will be communicated through the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center's website and social media accounts. Hatchery operations, fish production, they are still going along as normal. But it's sad because they just reopened.
What location is that again?
This is the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center in Athens.
In Athens,
where
okay.
the big bass go.
Yeah, got it.
You know, that's the breeding area, and of course a display and a lot of other kind of stuff. But yeah, it's a shame because they say they just reopened. Anywho, speaking of fish, let us take a look at the CCA State of Texas Anglers Rodeo, or we like to say the Star Tournament. Starting off with our favorite division, which is the Star Kids Scholarship Division. And these nippers are vying for college scholarships. Leader is a $30,000 scholarship, and then they pay down four places down to fourth runner-up at $2,500. And these kids are still holding on. They got, you know, just a couple more weeks before this thing's over with. So, you know, their parents are going, oh. Anyway, the Sheepshead leader still, Caroline Konecki, who is age 9 at 6 pound 3 ounces. And the Gafftop leader is still Cohen Fakeney, who is 8 at 5 pounds 10 ounces.
Yeah, Star Teens Scholarship Division, I believe we still have the same leaders as well from last week.
Yep.
Sheepshead, Hudson McBride leader at 9 pounds 1 ounce.
And he's only leading by 1 ounce. That's funny because the second is 9 pounds
Levi
even.
Cleburne, yeah, 9 pound 1 ounce. Wow. And Gafftop leader still Wyatt Neeland, 5 pounds 15 ounces.
Okay, and this getting to the weight classes, and these people are vying for all kinds of goodies, gift cards and all kinds of stuff. Sheepshead leader, 6 pound 9 ounce Eric Harper. Gafftop leader, 6 pound 14 ounce Sherry Andrada. Black drum leader, new leader, 17 pounds 2 ounces Jason Smith.
And Hoffpower Offshore Division, Kingfish leader, Leslie Mabin at a 51 pound 4 ounce Dorado leader, Omar Quezada, 42 pounds, 4 ounces. Ling is the leader, is Cody Milton at 93 pounds, 5 ounces.
I think that's going to hold up.
That's going to hold up because the next one down is 56,
right.
15. So going to cruise to the win on that, we think. Red Snapper leader is Joseph Hansen at 25 pound, 8 ounces.
Now, the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division, and you catch one of those red fish, and they put at least 125 of them out where you fish. They want you to catch these because they've already paid for all these prizes, okay? And this package is worth easy $150,000. A brand-new Ford F-150, a Haney boat, Mercury motor, coastline trailer, and still, after all this time, only two have been caught, Gary Merchin and Nate Opella.
In the blue tag division, there's five.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Isaacs, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, Brian Cook, and Alfred Williams, and that's a transport boat Mercury coastline package.
Yep, and there's still five more slots available on that one, too. So, anyway, well, ponder that. Like I say, if you're going to go fishing in the Gulf, joining the CCA Star Tournament is a very inexpensive insurance policy. We highly recommend that you go for that, okay? And we're going to go for a short break. And we're going to come back with more Texas Outdoor News. America's best-selling truck for 48 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 48 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 48 years, Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows is back, and we are ready to cross the state of Texas to bring the best hunting show to a city near you. The Hunter's Extravaganza is a great event for the whole family. We have the latest and greatest the hunting world has to offer, from products to hunts, and feature seminars with Dr. Deer, Gary Robertson, and more. Come enjoy attractions like rattlesnakes, gator country, a fish tank, and many more. Join us in San Antonio for the Hunter's Extravaganza. Get tickets at ttha.com. Brought to you by the Texas Trophy Hunters Association.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance. And this portion of our program is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I have got four on my place that I've had over 20 years still doing their job, and I just added a new one because The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. And 3 weeks ago, I installed mine up at the place. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. It is just fabulous. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories, and their new cottonseed feeder. And remember, friends, you should be feeding cottonseed year-round. The deer love it. Anyway, check all this stuff out at blind.com. That is B-L-Y-N-D.com. Remember, since 1980, it's The Blind, and dealer inquiries, they're welcome. You can find them at Ashley's Reynolds in Shreveport, Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, Carter's Country, all four locations in the greater Houston area, Gibson's in Kerrville, Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, and Southwest Hay and Feed in Mission, among many others. So check out The Blind, okay? And speaking of okay, let's look at the best bets. The Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday's rated as fair. This Sunday and Monday are two good days. Tuesday and Wednesday are the first two of three best days for the week. Thursday and Friday are two more good ones. Next Saturday, our third best day of the week. Next Sunday, another good one. On the coast, this Saturday through Wednesday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Thursday through next Sunday, a quartet of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Let's go to the coast.
Yeah, let's go to the coast. Sabine Lake heading out to the short rigs every morning with light winds, and you can catch some limits of trout in 30 to 35 feet of water. And then you turn around, you come back, and you may catch a few triple tails on the way back to the jetties. Fishing the jetties for redfish, trout, drum, and sheep's head with live shrimp using Carolina rigs and popping courts are working. Staying in the channel and fishing up on redfish, sheep's head, and drum, and even more sheep's head and drum. Bolivar, people are still catching plenty of redfish, trout, and gaff top, and black drum everywhere. There's plenty of keeper speckled trout being caught along with sand trout, sheep's head, and crabs along the jetty. The bigger stingrays and sharks are definitely in full swing with plenty of bait along the shoreline. Trinity Bay, trout are deep along the well pads and can be caught using Whack Attack Shad XL in the peppered pumpkin color with 3/8 ounce jig heads in the thermocline. I hope you understood that. Redfish are redfish are turning on very well. Turn on very well at high tides on shallow reefs and muddy water, eating live shrimp under a Redemption outdoor gear popping cork on a 1 foot leader and hitting redfish magic spinner baits. Galveston Bay, fish are biting great everywhere with early morning and late afternoon under a popping cork with live shrimp and soft plastics being productive. Speckled trout are in good numbers holding in deep water in the gas wells. Best bite has been on live shrimp fished under a popping cork about 6 foot deep. Plenty of trout are being caught on soft plastics. Over in Port O'Connor, speckled trout are biting in the surf on live croaker. Redfish are still biting between the jetties and Bird Island on crab and Spanish sardines. Getting lots of tarpon and sharks down the middle of the jetties on live croaker over in Port O'Connor. Rockport, trout are great on live shrimp, piggy perch, and croaker in flats along the channels. Redfish has been good on shrimp, mullet, and piggy perch in the sand pockets and along mangroves. Black drum are good on live or dead shrimp and fish bites. Port Aransas redfish have been good on live shrimp and finger mullet on the north and south jetty. Oversized redfish have been great on cut crab and mullet. Trout are great with croaker and live shrimp on line, free line along rocks. Redfish and trout have been great in the surf using croaker and live shrimp. Kingfish have been great on ribbon fish or trolling lures. Corpus Christi redfishing has been good on cut mullet in shallow water and sand holes over very thin grass. Baffin Bay, big trout have been caught. Big trout have lots of choices to eat in the summer, so fishing can be kind of technical to get them to bite plastic. Keep your lure towards the bottom and work it aggressively for aggressive strikes. Port Mansfield, fishing continues to be steady despite very low water levels. Early morning has been producing best with small windows of opportunity in the midday. Topwaters have been working early over potholes for redfish and trout. Offshore has been good for red snapper, kingfish, and mahi-mahi.
I don't know, looking at some of these baits, you could make like a nice bouillabaisse with the baits.
I know. They're making me hungry.
Okay.
Hope the fish do, too.
There you go. Anyway, heading to East Texas. Okay, Conroe. Largemouth bass are biting consistently around offshore structure and deeper docks on crankbaits, jigs, and soft plastics. Brim are excellent just about everywhere from 1 to 20 feet deep on docks, rocks, brush, and structure using worms and crickets. Hybrid stripers are schooling well and providing solid action through heavy boat traffic, though heavy boat traffic from late morning through afternoon can make them a bit elusive. Being productive using slabs, spoons, live shad on flats, and drop-offs in 14 to 30 feet. Brim are shallow with woolly boogers, producing good fish. Brush piles are the key to big bass. Early morning bite is good shallow with square bills and chatterbaits on the edge of the grass and on shallow points. Mid-morning still good with 2.5-inch square bills and shaky heads in 4 to 7 feet of water. Midday bite has seen the fish suspending in 12 to 15 feet. DD-22 in shad patterns seem to be the best bite. Bite's been great in the morning on Lake Livingston and also the afternoons. Look for schooling fish right after daylight and late in the evening, catching most white bass in 6 to 17 feet, but they can be caught on humps in 24 to 30 feet as well. Duck tracker slabs have been the ticket. Largemouth bass have been good on swim jigs and hitting rocks on windblown points with squarebill crankbaits. Nacogdoches, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rigs and drop shots around 15 to 20 feet of water in the deep water. Crappie are excellent on standing timber for the big ones. Smaller ones are in the brush piles on secondary points, and big ones are also in the timber. Crappie fishing has been really good. Nackanich, offshore fishing has been productive with fish stacking up in suspended mode in 8 to 10 feet deep over taller water. Be sure to stay above the thermocline, Bob's favorite. Downsized lures like the 6 to 8 feet divers are underspins and natural shad colors are working well. Larger bites have come near the bottom in 8 to 10 feet of water, with soft jerk baits getting most of the action, though a big worm around timber near boat lanes in the backs of the creeks can also be effective. Crappie numbers are good.
Hey, heading over southwest in the High Plains Lake, Meredith, bass fishing is good, with sand bass being caught all over the lake. Gray or pink jig heads with red eyes paired with pearl blue or pearl white grubs are producing well. White jerk baits, rattling shad, and minnows have also been effective for both largemouth and smallmouth. Catfish action is great, especially around the Harbor Bay and Bugby, with shrimp, frozen shad, and cut bait working well. Some even being caught off the docks. Perch and bluegill are biting great under the docks and in shallow areas using worms and corn. Walleye are excellent, especially in the evenings and at night with minnow bottom bouncers with floating worm harness, pearl blue plastics, white or gray crankbaits, and vibrating blades are all producing. Athens, bass are good and can be caught in grass 8 to 12 feet of water with Texas rig worms, wacky rig cinco, and crankbaits. Bass are also good on brushes in 5 to 18 feet with spoons and Texas rig worms. Bodark, bass early in the morning bite is short but weedless poppers or frogs on pond weed is best, and you can work those flukes on the edge. Pond dams seem to be good all day on Carolina rigs and deep diving cranks in 5 to 18 feet. Big worms and creature baits are the best. Texas rigs are best all over the lake around brushes and big timber on roadbeds or fence rows in 5 to 10 feet. Creature baits rule on this lake as well as beavers. Limestone crappie are good in 8 to 14 feet of water on minnows. Offshore fresh willow tree piles are the best, but standing timber and concrete pylons are also holding fish. Largemouth bass are good on docks, bulkheads, and brush piles in 4 to 14 feet of water with Texas rigs, Carolina rigs, chatterbaits, and spinnerbaits. White bass are good on silver, war eagle super slabs in 7 to 17 feet of water on humps, points, and flats. Catfish are good noodling or cut bait all the way to 20 feet deep on points and humps and flats. Tawakoni, the hybrid striper and white bass bite has been good. Fish are stacking up on shallow points in 10 to 20 feet of water. Surface feeding is also happening sporadically in the early mornings and late evenings when we have some wind. Slab spoons, downriggers, and swim baits are also working equally as well. The eating size 1 to 3 pound catfish bite is red hot. Limits are being caught daily in just a few hours. Prepared baits, such as punch and dip baits, are working best. The crappie bite has picked up as well. Minnows are working best in 12 to 20 feet near bridge pilings. The largemouth bass is good on frogs at daylight and working over to shallow cranks around the dock legs and submerged irrigation intakes. Shaky heads have been good, too. Texoma, fishing with topwaters for the first hour of the day and getting some fish that way, then quickly switch over to slabs to finish the cooler. This kind of bite is expected this time of year and has been very good fishing. Catfish is good on punch bait and channels in 20 to 25 feet of water near stumps off points and humps in the main lake. Cut shad on deep flats and off river ledges for blues as they are schooled in deeper water. Crappie can be found on brush and structure in 15 to 25 feet of water. Fish will be off point and main lakes ledges in the late summer patterns. Electronics are key in locating active fish. Whitney, largemouth bass fishing has been good on soft plastics and deep structure. Calaveras, redfish action is excellent along all parts, especially in the shallow waters 5 to 10 feet deep, with anglers finding success using plastics, H&H Hoagie Bait, Bass Assassin in various colors, gold and silver spoons, both trolling and coastline. Catfish action has also been excellent, with catfish, channel catfish and blue catfish being caught in 15 to 25 feet of water on tilapia, stink bait, punch bait, or cheese bait. Choke Canyon bank fishing on the lake has produced crappie, whitefish, catfish, and freshwater drum. All boat ramps remain closed, though, for the latest updates and conditions. Falcon trophy catfish have been strong in 10 to 30 feet of water using live bait or fresh cut bait such as carp, tilapia, and gasper goo. Keeper-sized catfish are coming in from 15 to 25 feet of water on stinkbait, shrimp, or small pieces of cutbait. Bow fishing has been excellent from the north end to the south, with many anglers reporting great success. Rod and reel fishing for alligator gar has also been outstanding, with fresh-cut carp, tilapia, large gizzard, shad, fish suspended or on the bottom producing very well.
That was a big report. Let's head to the hill country. Brownwood, black bass are good in up to 5.65 pounds, okay, in 4 to 25 feet of water on drop shots with a 6-inch worm in Morning Glory. 7-inch worms, squarebill crankbaits, topwaters around grass are working. Crappie are good to 12 inches on minnows and jigs in 8 to 25 feet on deeper large docks, brush on the main lake, and on scattered brush piles. Catfish are good to 15 pounds on jug lines with cut shad, and on the main lake flats and minnows around the docks, Big Lake Buchanan, strapper fishing in 18 to 20 feet of water on main lakes, points, humps, trolling with downriggers and live shad is working well. LBJ, crappie are good in 15 to 20 feet of water with minnows and chartreuse jigs. Water is stained, but the flooding has cleared. Travis, some fish are in the shallow now, but the best fish are out in 15 to 30 feet of water throwing jigs, worms, creature baits, working well for these fish. A crankbait thrown along the docks in the coves and cuts is getting some action. A shallow crank on the top of ledges and cliff walls is good, as well as deeper cranks off individual big boulder rocks.
And on the hunting scene, through August 31st, javelina season on the South Zone through August 31st, squirrel season in those other open counties, countdown to opening day, 2025 dove season, September 1st, 28 days.
There you go. Okay, yes, I have been on and off the road, mostly on, but could do a little off. Very, very nice vehicle. A lot of bang for the buck, too. The 2025 Sorento Hybrid SX Prestige all-wheel drive from Kia. This thing was a steel gray outside, black interior, kind of bad looking. 1.6-liter turbocharged hybrid powertrain. So along with the electric motor, it pumps out 227 horsepower, made into a 6-speed automatic transmission with paddle shifters. All-wheel drive with a center locker. Drive mode select. You can go up to snow if you want to. Got to go find some snow. Thing is loaded with a lot of good stuff. Driver advanced assistance systems like a forward collision, avoidance assist, and more. Dual front advanced airbags on this thing. Interior, very nice. 12.3-inch panoramic display with nav. What I like about these cars, too, the instrument panel is digital. Okay, so on the left side is the tachometer, but when you hit your left blinker, it becomes a TV screen. And so you've got a camera on the side,
it's
and it
magic.
gives you a bigger view yeah. than your side view mirror does.
Oh.
Same thing when you do the right
the
speedometer then becomes a screen showing you everything on the right side. And again, a much bigger view than your mirrors give you. It's a great, great safety feature. Extra goodies on this thing, panoramic surround sunroof with shades, LED interior lighting and tail lights, power folding outside mirrors, highway driver assist, parking collision avoidance, parking distance warning, leather sheet trim, upgraded power drive, Bose premium audio system, heated steering wheel, which I really like. And let's throw in the carpeted floor mats while we're at it. 34 miles per gallon on the highway and the city. Really sporty, midsize, three-row seating, a lot of room, 360-degree cameras, by the way, for real safety, lots of space, very quiet, good ride, and like I say, good bang for the bucks. This one loaded with everything you could get, came in at right at 49, okay? Let us take a break, because we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Briley Manufacturing and how to soup up your firearms.
When Texas hurts, Texans help. And right now, our Hill Country neighbors are recovering from devastation caused by flash flooding over the July 4th holiday. This is Dennis Quaid. Today, we're asking for your help. Would you please contribute some of that money in your wallet or on your phone or even write a check to help Kerr County Flood Relief? Look up communityfoundation.net to contribute. That's communityfoundation.net, from one Texan to another. Thanks.
I'm Sinequa Martin-Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical-trials today.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saloonier and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance. A portion of our show is brought to you by Spear Ag. You might say agriculture is in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. And just like you, hopefully, when you were a kid, you got to go to the feed store with your grandpa on Saturday. Well, today, Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, Texas. Step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feedermax Feed wildlife products still hold to those values today. Spear Ag is home of bagged cottonseed, which is great stuff, and they sell bulk feed, plus they deliver as well, okay? They're also your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com. For more information on Spear Ag's FeederMax lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit FeederMax.com or just give the folks at Spear Ag a call at 830-279-6156. Anyway, Houston, Texas, well, in America, are lucky there is Briley Manufacturing. I've been dealing with these people for decades, and our guest today with Briley, Steve Reed. How are you doing today, Steve?
Very good, Mom. How are you?
Well, we are doing fine. Folks that aren't familiar, and I keep telling people, you know, everybody doesn't know everything because, especially as dynamic as a community as Houston is, you got so many people moving in and out every day. So give the folks a bit of the history of Briley.
Okay. I think this next year we'll be in business 50 years. Mm-hmm. So we've been building. We first started out doing sub-gauge tubes for the shooting industries, and then went into choke threading when Jess was, you know, Jess had started the company, and then we've just metamorphosed since then and went into we've actually manufactured pistols. We do a bunch of expert gunsmithing. We can work on 70-year-old Parkers, screw choke guns. I think now we have over 19,000 SKU numbers of parts. That's chokes, accessories, three-gun parts. I mean, you name it. And Briley is, like, known for chokes, but we do so much more. We have a great showroom with every manufacturer out there, all the Berettas, Benelli, Browning, Winchester, Caesar Guarini, Ferrazzi, you name it. We have quite a showroom, and people just know us as a choke company, but we do so much more today. And everything, you know, shotgun related, we do, we actually do trap machines now. Mattarelli, which is an Italian company where we actually are their U.S. Manufacturing facility. So we build commercial, you know, traps, skeet machines, sporting play machines here. Like I say, it's just, we've been around so long, people just, like, always look back at our chokes, and,
right,
and that is a big part of our business. But, you know, it's like I say, not many, you know, companies can say they've been around for 50 years, and we've been in Houston for that long.
I know. Well, yeah, early on with the interchangeable choke tubes, I mean, there were national firearms companies that were selling mm-hmm. their firearms with chokes, but you guys were making the chokes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, which is wonderful. But the real great thing, and we'll get into people that want variety, and of course this started with the skeet shooters, because they used to be where they would buy a gun with three different barrels, so they do different gauges, so they would shoot, you know, 12s and 28s and 20s and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But with these mm-hmm. tubes, you can take where I've got my 12 gauge, I can come in there, you can make sure the measurements are all right, and then you have these interchangeable tubes so I can gauge down just by putting in and pulling out a tube, right?
Yeah, correct. So those are our sub-gauge tubes. We make them in like three different models. We have sidekicks, which are shorties, which are only about 12 inches long, and they work off your choke system, but they basically change your 12 gauge into a 20, a 28, or 410. And most guns will take a trigger modification to be able to shoot the lighter loads, but a lot of skeet shooters will use those, and those are very economical. And then we have our companion tubes, which is the next step up. They're a full-length tube, and they're you're basically putting an aluminum hard anodized tube with a chamber inside your 12 gauge barrel that allows you to shoot the next that gauge to the 20 gauge, 28, or 410, and then it is screw choke. So you're actually shooting a true 20 gauge bore 28 gauge bore or 410 bore, and the chokes are interchangeable. You can put skeet chokes in them, modified full, so you can shoot the use the guns for sporting plays, skeet, trap. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are shooting, and we can do old guns too, which not a lot of people know, is that we can take an old side-by-side Parker that's 70 years old that a guy really don't want to shoot new modern shells and take that gun and turn it into a 20, 28, or 410. And there's a lot of competitions now where these guys are shooting these, you know, really history guns with a lot of history that they're still shooting today because of our tubes. And it doesn't change your gun. It doesn't – you can still shoot the 12-gauge whenever you want to shoot 12-gauge, but instead of buying $3,000 to $5,000 barrels, you know, that's what most companies charge for a barrel set. Like,
right.
You can get a set of R2 for like $1,900,
right?
And you get all three gauges.
So right quick. We got to get into a break here, Steve. But also with those tubes, I can take a gun that because of the age of it and the barrel steel is mm-hmm. not good at all to use steel shot in it. But I can get a tube set from you guys where I can shoot steel shot in it, right?
Correct. Like on all of our barrel threading, where a gun is either not as a fixed choke gun.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually screw choke. In most cases, we can screw choke them, and we can put in what we call steel shot or VX chokes, which that will allow the gun to be able to shoot new modern ammo and steel shot, because it's the choke section on those older guns, not the steel, that can cause a problem with steel shot. So if they're tighter old Browning 16 gauges or Model 12 Belgian Brownings, you know, we can screw choke those so you can shoot modern steel on them and it won't hurt the gun.
All right, Steve, bear with us. We're going to take a mid-show break. Friends, we shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Stop dreaming and start fishing. Memorial weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer with the CCA Star Tournament. Reel in one of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. Catch a tagged redfish to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package. 10 divisions in all. Real people win real prizes. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance, Transport, Dargo Boats, and Lone Star Beer. Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn with Bob Vance and our guest Steve Reed with Briley Manufacturing. And Bob, you had a question.
Yeah, Steve, hey, here we are coming up in mid-August. We're getting close to the holidays. Is there an option you guys have, kind of a gift card or anything that someone can get for their favorite hunter person for the holidays?
Yeah, we offer online gift cards and also we can mail you gift cards to give, like in a card or something like that. You know, it can be used for Briley product, gunsmithing, stuff like that. We also have this the August 21st. We have a customer appreciation night that we're having at Briley, and we're our normal hours are 8 to 5, and then 8 to 12 on Saturdays. But this we're staying late, open late, and we'll have a bunch of reps from the big manufacturers, Benelli, Browning, Pila, Perazzi, and they'll be here to answer questions. We're having, drinks and refreshments, and guys can get in here after work, because a lot of guys, work and can't get here except on the weekends, and they can look at all of our guns, what we have in inventory. Our gunsmiths will be here for any questions, and dove season's coming up here, first of September, and then we got teal season, so a lot of guys, they're thinking about it, and they're like, man, I haven't checked my gun out, maybe something needs to be cleaned, and they can bring it in, we can take a look at it and try to turn it around as quick as we can for the upcoming hunting season, or any choke questions or gun fitting questions. A lot of guys have guns that really don't fit them, and we can take care of all of that, whether it needs to be shimmed or pad, the length of pull changed, or any of that stuff, and also see all the new accessories we have to offer, oversized bolt handles for all the new modern guns, oversized releases, barrel weights. I mean, we make so much stuff now, a lot of people don't know all that we do. And this is giving the customers a chance. There'll be some discounts and some door prizes, and it'd be a really good chance, if you haven't been to Briley, to come and just check us out. And we'll have some door choke specials. If you buy a gun, you get a free choke, and our gunsmiths are here for any questions. So it'll be a really good time for somebody that doesn't know about Briley or knows about Briley but just can never get here because of their work schedule.
And that, what date is that again?
That is going to be August 21st from 4 to 7
p.m. And you have all that info on your website?
Yes, it's on the website, and also it's on Instagram and Facebook for everyone that follows us. It'll give the details. But like I say, a lot of the reps will be here from Benelli talking about their advanced impact guns, and then the Browning rep will be here, Perazzi rep will be here, Pila. Like I say, anything, you know, we'll do some tours if guys want to see how our tubes are made and stuff like that. We can do that. So it's just a good chance that we show customers appreciation and give them a later time to come and stop by our store, because I think a lot of guys, you know, we have a great online store. A lot of guys order online from us, but nobody's ever been here, and they come here and they think we're just a small mom-and-pop shop.
You know, right.
We've got like 75 people that work here in quite a big, you know, facility and stuff. So it's just, you know, we did one a couple of weeks ago for the ladies women's shooting sports and had them come so that there's less, you know, they can come and ask questions, and all of our sales team is here. You know, that you can go pick up a Perazzi or pick up a Beretta. We have multiple Benellis in stock, Berettas in stock, Franchis in stock. We have a good used gun selection here, too. Also, guns that customers brought in, we sell them on consignment. Pistols, you know, all of our three-gun stuff. And so we do so much now, I think it's just a good chance for customers, if they know about Briley and want to learn a little bit more and actually meet us and have any questions answered, that it's a good time to come.
Yeah, Steve, August 21st, what are the hours again?
It's 4 to 7.
Okay.
Our regular hours are, so we're staying open, staying open a couple extra hours.
I understand.
For customers.
Yeah, I want people to know this, too, because Briley, if you've got a situation with a firearm, if Briley doesn't have the part, they can make it. And it can do some interesting things. You mentioned, because time's getting short, but I want to cover this thing on stock fitting, because I've got short arms, so every mm-hmm. rifle and shotgun I have, the stock has been shortened. But then you can also do things like what we call, you know, cast on, cast off, et cetera. Sometimes women need special fitting, right?
Yes.
But interesting things. I mean, one of my favorite things you guys did for me years ago is the early Marlin 94 357 Magnum lever action octagon barrel, and you guys cut it down to a trapper length for me. And it looks like it came from the factory. You know, it was such a beautiful job, but made it so handy. So it's a lot of stuff. If you can think of it, Briley can do it. You know, maybe I want a different, you know, stock scheme. I want a camo stock. I want a pink one. I knew one guy that had all of his guns. Instead of bluing them, he had them pink. And somebody said, why? I said, because nobody will steal them. But anyway, you know, but that is very interesting what you all can do. And like I said, even manufacture things from scratch. What's the best thing for people to do? Go online and do some shopping?
Yeah, you can go online. It does have our gunsmithing services we offer, but always feel free to give us a call. You know, call us at our number. We have a sales team that will answer any questions that way. You know, there is a few guns that we don't work on that we can't get parts for, or they're just about, you know, it's just impossible when we have those listed. But most guns, even some older ones, we can make parts for them that are not supplied, you know, that are not made anymore.
I understand.
Our stuff. Our stock bending and stuff, like the new modern guns, most of them come with shims and, you know, for drop, cast off, cast on. And we can help you, you know, you come in, you can make an appointment and bring your gun in, and they will, a gunsmith will actually see if the gun fits you. Because a lot of guys buy guns and they're straight stocked or whatever, and they don't know that, you know, they won't hit, you know, shoot consistently. They don't know why. And they'll really find they need cast off, you know, 3/8 of an inch and 1/4 inch drop. And, you know, a lot of the wood guns, we can bend them. You know,
That's a big difference. Yeah. Steve, sadly, the clock has caught us, but what is that website?
It's
www.briley.com. Briley.com. And I tell you what, look, folks, go over if you get a chance, because it's like a candy store. Anyway, Steve, thank you so much for your time today. Big story. We'll do some more later on, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Again, Steve Reed from Briley Manufacturing. Friends, we'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at woundedwarriorproject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was putting man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
And remember, hunting and fishing licenses are on sale now. Through Sunday, August 17th, the Hunter's Extravaganza is at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall in San Antonio. August 21, Black Lang Prairie Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation Banquet held at the Knights of Columbus Hall in West. Go to nwtf.org for that. Woodlands Conroe Chapter of Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation in Conroe at the KC Event Center doing their thing, rmef.org. August 23, East Texas Chapter Wild Turkey Federation Fundraising Banquet in Athens at the Kane Center. And the Deep East Texas Chapter, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Wild Turkey Foundation Heritage Banquet in Jasper at the Maroon Ridge Event Center. Information on all of those is nwtf.org. Go see them in your fine Ford truck.
There's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 48 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.